Therese Paylor was on Fesco in the Morning earlier today, and he made a very good point about your Kansas City Chiefs, one I hadn't really thought about.
I think it's going to be tough. I think they got to at least go 13-3. You know, maybe 14-2. But, you know, you're really kind of gambling if you lose more than three games this entire season. Because I think the Patriots are well on their way to finishing 13-3-3 or something like that. And, of course, they're on the tiebreaker. So, yeah, if you're the Chiefs, you gotta probably going to have to win out here.
Therese Paylor thinks the Chiefs might have to win out to ensure they get the one seed in the AFC. The games remaining for your Kansas City Chiefs, they have a scrimmage this weekend against the Arizona Cardinals. Should be fun. They play the Los Angeles Rams in Mexico City. I'm sure you guys already knew that. You didn't need me to tell you. After the bye week, at Oakland, home against Baltimore, home against Los Angeles, at Seattle, and home against the Oakland Raiders. I remember thinking that they weren't going to need that game against the Oakland Raiders, that they were going to be able to coast. That was going to be a rest game, and you get a double bye as you get ready to try to win the Super Bowl, and the road would have to go through Kansas City. But New England has turned things on. They have won their last six games, and their schedule, I think, is easier than the Chiefs the rest of the season. At Tennessee, at New York, the Jets, home against Minnesota, at Miami, at Pittsburgh, home against Buffalo, and home against the Jets to end the season. I'm not seeing a whole lot of tough games for the New England Patriots between now and the end of the season. Toughest game is probably at Pittsburgh. After that, maybe we can have a conversation about at Miami. They normally play New England tough. They beat them last year at the end of the season. Maybe at Tennessee, but that's a game you certainly think the Patriots are going to win this week. And home against Minnesota. Minnesota just hasn't shown me that they're a team that can compete against the Tier A teams in the NFL. Therese might have a point here. 15-1 might be necessary to get this done because 14-2 maybe gets it done, but that's counting on New England losing one of these remaining games, which doesn't appear to be too likely.
Well, I went back and I looked to find out how long it's been since the team actually had to go 15-1 in the AFC to win the number one seed. And over the last 15 years, it's only happened one time where you actually needed to be 15-1. To get the number one seed, and that was way back in 2004. I will tell you this, one game that I think it's easy to overlook on the Patriots' schedule, and that's the game on the road at Miami. They lost there last year. They seem to have an issue when they go to Miami. When the Patriots are playing in Miami, they get beat more often than you think. Two of the last 3 years, they've lost at Miami, and I understand back in, 2015, that was the final game of the season. But I don't think every single game's a kick-in. I think the game at Pittsburgh is going to be tough for New England. I think the game at Miami is going to be tough for New England. But for the Chiefs, it's a little bit tougher. The Rams game, Speck and I were kicking this around before the show. I'm like, what percent chance do you give the Chiefs to win that game? He said 40-45. So I don't think they're going to be favored in that game in Mexico City.
I don't think they
are
either.
I think another losable game is on the road at Seattle. So I think there's a decent chance that the Chiefs end up finishing 13-3 and lose the tiebreaker to the New England Patriots. I'm not totally on board with Therese. I think the Chiefs have room for one loss the rest of the way to be able to secure the one seed because, frankly, I mean, over the last 15 years, going 15-1, it's only happened one time when you needed that to happen. But two losses for the Chiefs, and I think they're going to be going to New England for the AFC title game if it gets that far. I understand his point. I don't think they need to be 15-1, but I think 14-2 locks up the one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, and we say that here. I mean, which one of these schedules would you rather have down the stretch? I think you rather have New England schedule than Kansas City's down the stretch. I'm not saying that New England just plays cupcakes and they don't have a difficult schedule. I mean, at Pittsburgh, I would say is a difficult schedule. At Miami, a team in your division that normally plays them tough, I would say is a difficult game. Home against Minnesota, I don't think it's a tough game, but I think that's equivalent to playing Baltimore at home.
Sure.
The same thing that Kansas City does. I think you side with New England and you probably take that. I mean, 14-2 should be good enough, but I'm looking at this New England thing, man. It's tough to find the loss right now. I don't know if you can predict New England to lose another game. Maybe they end up slipping up in one of these games. I think it's going to be tough to predict New England to lose any of their games remaining. The game against Pittsburgh is always tough, but Brady normally tends to have the advantage in that one, and they always seem to pull one of those games late.
The Steelers should have beat them last year.
Agreed.
If the catch rules were the same now, the Steelers would have beat the Patriots last year in Pittsburgh. So I think that's a tough one. The Miami game, back-to-back, I mean, actually, in my opinion, that's a tough three-game stretch for New England, is Minnesota, Miami, and Pittsburgh. And I'm not just sitting back and saying that game at Tennessee isn't going to be a tough one either. I watched the majority of that Titans Cowboys game in Arlington on Monday night, the one spec where he lost in Survivor. Tennessee, they can grind some things out if they need to. I'm not saying Tennessee's a better football team than the Patriots, but I think there's going to be one that sneaks up on them because it happens to every team in the NFL at some point.
If you guys missed it, Bob Sutton, defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, met with the media today, and he seems pretty optimistic that Justin Houston is going to play on Sunday.
Hopefully he'll pick up right where he left off. I mean, of all the guys coming, you know, Dan's coming back from a little longer thing. We haven't got EB back, but Justin was our most recent, you know, guy that the South Justin's played not too long ago. So I think he has a I think we have a better feeling that he's going to be close to where he was. You know, we won't know till we see him out there and see how he does all the things when it's totally full speed. You know, you go hard in practice, but you know, you probably still don't have quite those little bursts and reactions that you have in a ball game, you know. But I think he's going to be fine. He says he feels really good, and hopefully we'll get him back because he was playing really good football, you know, and that would be a great addition for us here.
I will give the Chiefs this as maybe different than the Eric Berry injury was certainly. There might not even be an NFL comparison so far this season to what's happened to Eric Berry. The Chiefs have never given you reason to think that the Justin Houston injury was very serious. Even when they first diagnosed us, whenever Mike Garofalo from NFL Network had that report, they've never given you reason to think that Justin Houston was going to miss a significant amount of time. If I had to guess, I think Justin Houston plays sparingly in this, at least by Justin Houston standards.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't normally play the snaps he would in this one to really kind of ratchet it up for the game against the Los Angeles Rams. I know it might not matter, at least on paper. Maybe people don't think that it matters because you're playing a team in the NFC and it doesn't have any AFC tiebreakers. If you are in a battle right now with the New England Patriots, who at worst are dropping one more game this season, man, every game counts now. You might need to go 14-2 to ensure you get the one seed and the games at Arrowhead. I don't care if you're playing the Arizona Cardinals or the Rams. You can't afford to lose a game to anybody right now, given how well New England's playing.
And I think this is the perfect game for him to come back. I mean, I watch a bunch of film breakdown on the Arizona Cardinals offensive line, and it's not good. I mean, they're terrible, and there's a bunch of reasons why the Cardinals are bad, and the O-line's one of them. So I'm with you, C-Dot. I think that Houston's going to get in there. I don't think he'll play a full game. I think he needs to get in there, get some reps, get back into game shape so he's ready to go for the game against the Rams. It's the perfect time and the perfect game for him to come back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.